Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. S-P-O-K.
Yeah. It's Chuck. Charles. Charlie. And I was just sitting here, flickering my fingers and shit, just not doing nothing. Not doing my sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And, you know, then I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all that. And I said, check out there. What the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry and spoken word, or where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut, Chuck, Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, an expression, expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry. So I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit, you know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck, Charlie, Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Epiphany Radio, the formula fucking entertainment network and shit.
Hey, ha, ha, ha. Welcome back, y'all. This is your boy once again, for real, the poet. And I'm up in here with the one and only Miss Pearly and Mr. Poetic, y'all. And you're at the Soul Cafe. Let's chill, babies. What's up, y'all?
What it do, baby?
Welcome back. What it do. That was tremendous. the poetry that we just heard was just on display. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard from the one and only Mr. Aziz, the drip on the mic and up in here. He dripped, he dripped. He was quick with his drip, and his drip was drippy. there has been a lot of shenanigans here, and there will need to be a lot of attitude adjustments going on up in here tonight. I will say that.
The 50
points that were
called back in,
Miss Pearly, the 50 points that have been deducted from you, we will erase. You have been forgiven. Okay.
Oh.
Well, you can thank Poetic for that. He has a kind heart. I am unforgivable.
Poetic.
Personally, like that, you know.
You're
but
welcome.
Yes, Poetic. That same goes for you. You can thank Danielle for the points that were given back to you, bro.
Thank you, Danielle. You're just so gracious. Appreciate it.
See,
you're
right there.
Welcome.
I call that colluding. I will now give you both 50 points apiece for colluding together against the top host. There you go.
Awesome.
Take that one. Take that to the bank. All righty then.
Did you say you
so
were
we're
going to
get back a few
50 points.
Yes, I took some away, but you gave back. There has to be some work on the attitudes up in here. I call forth with umbrella. All right. For those
that
don't understand the Soul Cafe language, come around more often and you'll understand. Yes,
that's
I call umbrella forthwith. No, that's not part of the game.
It is.
Out of body experience.
oh my God.
We're gonna keep things moving. For those dying to get up here on this mic, y'all, we need y'all to press one so that you can be heard. This is the poetic portion of the program. Later on, we're going to pick up our pens. I have some beautiful phrases I would love to share with you guys during our creative writing portion of this program tonight. So I'm going to need y'all guys to stick around and accept the challenge. I really have some – I put a little bit of thought in this. I think you guys can do some nice writing to these phrases that I have tonight. Once again, I want to welcome you guys, and I want to thank you for calling back in. We have had some technical difficulty, and but we're all back. And I'm having fun with my brother and my sister up in here. Regardless of the love that's been showed, yes, the love, with an exclamation point in and the back over the E and under the whole word, exclamating love, okay? Because that's what I feel has been shown.
Sex.
Miss Pearly, this is where your mind is always. I'm gonna need you to read the cards. So we're gonna open up the mic.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I went there.
Oh man.
Okay, I'm going to need you to hold back the laughter right now. This is the serious part of the show. I don't play that shit. All right, here we go. Stop playing. All right. We're going to go to the callers, everyone. This is my radio voice. I am For Real the Poet, and I'm going to unopen the mic. Is that a word? Is that unopen the mic?
Unopen?
Unopen?
Excuse me.
Right.
I'm nursing. Yeah, that's a new thing. I am nursing home ready, and I'm going to put it on display. Ladies and gentlemen, on the unopened mic first, and you'll understand what I'm saying, unopen the mic. It kind of fits the person that I want to bring in. My brother, and I love him dearly, the one and only, Just Jay. What it do?
Man, y'all been so funny, man. I'll follow y'all a couple of more times if y'all shut it down.
This is serious business.
That'll work.
Welcome to the program, Jeff Jay.
Hey, sir, how you doing tonight, man? You having too much fun. All of y'all
bro,
having
I'm
too much fun.
Bro, I'm tabernacle up in here. Bro, I am tabernacle up in here. That's my new word I made up. I just made that one up, a new usage for it.
You're right. Google coining it right now.
Yes, they are. Hey, man, how you doing? Did you make up a word before you came up in here?
Yeah.
What's your word, bro?
Triplio.
Triplio? Triplio. Is that B's or P's?
C-H.
Is that an F-H?
C-H. C-H. Triplio.
Okay, and what's the meaning behind that? Triplio, put
drink.
It in the sentence.
It's a drink called Triplio.
Okay, and in relations to the ship, the shit going on tonight, how do you use it?
Orally.
I'm just saying, you know, I get technical about things. With me. I'm sorry, bro. I caught you off guard. I know you wasn't ready, but this is what it is. I just want to go deeper in Shablio. I want to know how to use that. Can I flirt with a girl with that?
Yes, sir. You can. You tell you got some Shablios at the crib.
Yeah. Okay, I got that one. I kind of smiled a little bit when I said it to myself. You're so nasty, bro. You're so nasty. You got to stop that Shablio shit. Okay, so my brother. Anybody else want to holler at this man right now?
Greetings from Earth people.
Okay. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, well, look. Hey, thank you for calling back in, bro. We've been having fun up in here. This is a Monday night. It's a good night for poetry and laughter. Once again, I ask that everybody, man, when you're going through, if things ain't turning right, things ain't going right, vibrate higher than the issue, the problem. All right? Don't let problems attack you. Attack them and vibrate, y'all. Above that bullshit. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're going to have a good time. We're going to laugh all that bullshit away. We got Jared, Jess J on the mic. Jess J, I know you're ready to do your thing.
Yeah, man, I got a heavy piece, man. Would that be cool?
Yes, man. We're doing it all up in here tonight, man. I'm going to just simply say to you that the mic is yours.
I appreciate y'all. The stupidity of man has made a treacherous bed for him to lay his head, a pillow of earth on which to slumber. This is where man was led and now dwells, a land rich with chemicals and fine oils, byproducts of man's revolutions. As man spreads these revolutions luxuriantly on his face and adds these revolutions to the food for taste. He was promised fame, riches, and prosperity, for the very few of them, that is. But even if the most successful man in the world were to live, he would still die. And that's the question at hand that riddles. After they toiled and piddled for oh so little, not able to take a single cent with them to their pillow, and they still were not happy for their share. When they came to God, they did not care for the knowledge or the wisdom, nor did man respect his power or accept his love or the gentle creative hand when it was in their midst. How far, how counter to their intended nature. They chose to worship the creation rather than the creator, the same creator that formed every organ, every cell, every atom, every quark, gluon, and Higgs boson in their bodies. Jah placed life on this earth, in this solar system, in this galaxy, and contained it with a universe. And this universe is immersed in time. And it all so seamlessly works. The finest watch in all the universe is the universe. So scientists diligently search and research complexities of the universal clock and the treasure troves of its smaller parts, like the control of humans, minds, and hearts. Writing books and giving lectures while they rain money and accolades like jewels upon them. And they boldly profess, no proof of God here either. Universal synchronicity is all by chance. We are our own gods because we should dearly love ourselves, has become man's new mantra. While innately aching and breaking and hating the festering, wafting from their hearts, because they know life's purpose should be so much more. So man secretly spends his day unfulfilled, vessels yearning to be emptied by the Creator and refilled to the rim. They have long sought for their perfection through their science, but to no avail, because wisdom escapes them. So they borrow the tools and subvert the uses while tearing away their own house for firewood. And they look at themselves and say, this is good, as they subject the people to fire their furnaces, and the smoke heaps carcinogens onto the plants, and it is eaten by the meat of the air, of the sea, and from the land. When will man stop being so rude and accept his ineptitude, even follow his own rules, and humble his tiny self in the accurate knowledge of God? Boom.
Wow.
Yo, 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 my bro, my bro, my bro. We're going to go over to Poetic.
Hey, man, this was a happy piece, man. I really enjoyed it. I didn't hear the drums, but great piece, brother.
Despite no drugs.
I know, right?
At first I thought that was Danielle beatboxer. I said, man, she killing the cadence and doing the beatbox.
Right.
That was them African drums from way back in the
But this is a pretty good
time,
my brother.
Appreciate you.
There they go. There they go. Him.
Yeah, I hear him now.
I hear him calling me. Oh, Billy, oh!
Miss Shirley.
You rang.
That was a really, really nice piece, Jay. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
For real, if you could pull yourself away from, you know, the ancestors for a second. Give your commentary.
I'm sorry, I'm talking to my boo. Hey, my bro.
Yes, sir.
Listen. You know what? That was a very, very. I heard Van say it was a happy piece. I don't know what the hell Van was listening to, but it was very sullen.
You know, I've been getting that reaction. What people been saying too. Different things. Like, man, that's
to.
Terrible.
Listen, bro. I know how this Jay was doing, bro. I know how this Jay was doing, bro. He said
okay.
it
wasn't happy,
I was
though. I mean, everybody perceives and receives things differently. I thought what he said about your piece was very dope. He was a nice guy about it. Me, I'm going to tell you, I thought it was sort of dark in a sense. I love the way you spit that. I love the way it was performed, the way you took us through that journey, and the message within it. You know what I'm saying? He said, wait a minute, let me see where you said that shit at. Okay, you said some shit that, you said a pillar of earth. You started on that shit. Listen. You said a pillar of earth which to slumber. Revolution
right.
of food for taste. You spoke on little things. There's little things I can remember. The question at hand that riddles. When it came to God, they did not care, worshiping the creations and not the creator. A universe submerged in time. Wisdom escapes them. They say this is good. When will man stop being rude? You ask the question. You know, and the piece was full of conundrums like such. And it was kind of pleasant to listen to, because I love that form and that style of poetry. You know, it was very poetic, and it took some time out. It took some thought writing that and creating that piece. Once again, another three-dimensional piece, man. And I love the delivery of it. And I love the time that you took with the wordery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I dug it. Really
I was
did.
Playing
man.
With
it
too much in the beginning. It was causing me to stumble. And then I had to go, like, no, you ain't even reading it at the right pace. Get to the pace. And it finally kicked in.
You use a lot of riddle-type things within your writings. You know, riddles, because you spoke of riddles in that piece. And the way you rhyme some of your words is with some humor. It's always a little bit of humor even in the most serious piece I've heard you spit, there is a little light humor in there for those that may know you. I don't know if those
right.
that don't know you get it, but I hear that. So I bet
yeah, you always do, bro.
I do. I give you two drummers. I give you two drummers on that beat.
All right. What did I just say?
I don't know. Whatever the word you made up, I give that back to you.
Oh, shit, listen.
We forgot the word already. Hey, well, look, man. Hey, look, my brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to stick around for picking up the pen. I need you to be there. I got some phrases for your ass, and I need you to be there, my brother. All right?
Okay, that's going to be tough, though, but I'll be there.
Hey, listen, since we got you here on the night, it's something we forgot to do. Van forgot it. Miss Pearly forgot it.
No, I didn't. I was waiting for you to say, let somebody, the first mic that was open was supposed to do it, but I didn't try it. I'm warning.
Oh, Van.
I'm two steps ahead of you.
Yeah. My brother, since we have you here, we're going to ask you to put a name to the chair of the day, of the night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the chair of smashed toes.
The chair of smashed toes.
The chair of smashed toes.
The chair of smashed toes. All righty, well, we're going to go with that. I'm not even going to fight with you tonight. I'm not fighting with nobody. I already got colluding going on up in here. All right, the chair smashed toes. This is what the brother said. I'm a stand. I got his back on it. I know you know what I'm saying. I know y'all inboxing me talking about this crazy and stuff like that right now. I know.
Ain't nobody said that inbox. I think you inflected, man.
Drumming in my inbox.
No, ain't nobody said that to you yet.
I got it real quick. Hey, Jess Jay, get your ass out of here, bro.
Yeah,
hey, don't pull, man. Stick around for pick up your pen, my brother. All right.
All right, bro.
All right, man. One love. Y'all going to stop talking about people in my inbox to me, okay? All right, we're going to need some more hands raised up in this Jimmy Jam. All right, but we're going to go to the next call in the meantime. Area code 909. What it do? What it do? Area code 909, are you muted?
Yes, I was. Hola.
Yes,
good evening,
is.
Sir.
Yes, she is. Hola.
Hola, Perna.
Hola, mami. ¿Cómo estás?
Hello, hola. Hello. Hello, baby girl.
Wonderful.
How are you?
It's good to hear thank you voice. Very much. Yeah.
It's a
pleasure.
I was
laughing.
You.
Laughing
about
you.
I
miss you too, Bella.
This is a very serious show, Bella. Very serious show. We talk on serious issues here. Yeah, hurt my feelings when you laugh in my face. Mm-hmm, you make my face smile. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, Bella, how are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm bald like you. I don't have hair like you.
You don't have hair like me? Oh, well, you know what? We make two twins. We could be twins. You know what? You're beautiful with or without hair. You know? Well, what we want you to know is that you stay strong and keep up the fight, love. We all love you over here. Yeah. We miss you dearly. Okay?
Yes.
So pardon me if I start a little.
That doesn't even matter. That don't even matter. It's okay.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
For the others, just pretend that you're being better, okay?
Okay. I feel your energy, and my nipples are getting hard.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Hi,
Okay, before I get called down to HR, Miss Bella, do you have a piece that you would like to share with us? Or did you make up a word? First of all, did you make up a word?
No, I did not, but I will be sharing you what I like. I have a favorite word. It's not really a word, but it's like a tiny, I don't know if it's a word or a phrase, though. But I'll teach you something, though.
Okay, oh. Teach me. I will learn. Yeah.
Okay, it's Kimbakubi.
Kimbakubi?
Kimbakubi?
Kimbakubi. Yes, Kimbakubi.
What does that mean?
It's K-I-M-B-A-K-U and then dash and then B-I. So it's pronounced as Kimbakubi. It's a Japanese word. Oh. You know what it means?
Okay.
Kimbakubi. Sound nasty. What is
it? What does it mean? Does it mean
the beauty of... Yeah, it's the beauty of tight binding.
Oh, the beauty of tight binding.
Yeah, I like
bondage.
That word already. Bondage, I love that word already. Already.
The beauty of tight binding. Okay, that is definitely different. I would not have expected that. Okay, well, thank you. Hey, we'll accept that. I will give you 60 points on tonight, love.
Wow.
Yes, don't hate Danielle. I'm flirting. I will give you 60 points.
I hate
you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And an extra one for the flirt. Hey, so Miss Bella, I've been longing to hear your voice for the longest time now. I am quite ready. I have an appetite. I hunger to hear your piece.
Well, let me ask you, are you ready for me?
Oh, yes, I am. I've been ready for the longest time.
Okay, so I'll read you. That's the reason why I taught you the word, because I'll be reading a Sota Erotica. It titles this Kimbakubi, The Beauty of Tight. Yes, thank you. By me, Bea. Love, if watching me kneel before you pleases your venereal thoughts, I will then fold my knees at the foot of my Nawashi. With brailed sides, with gagged lips, and with bondage flesh, I will reverently discipline me with all of you. Make my eyes run mascara streaks while you choke me in a dirty manner. Slowly, with your sugary cane inside my salivating pucker, as your hands grip tightly to my hair, and I know you want that, and you know that I need that, to be cradled in your arms, wanting to taste me while wanting to devour me whole, then growl like a fucking beast in my ear, while your hands caress what others cannot reach until I yell out all your devilish name religiously. I am yours. Paint my anemic skin carmine tincture. Make my lips bleed your name. Allow my body to ache for more until I bruise and bleed. I am at your command. Play me harder. Mi amor. And boom. Thank you.
We missed you, Bella.
Oh, my God.
We missed you. I like it.
Yeah.
Ooh, we like it.
Back, Bella. Welcome back, Bella.
Yes.
Miss Pearly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bella, girl, you're like a breath of fresh air. I missed hearing you and your piece tonight was raw. That was all right, girl. Kind of got me a little worked up. I was talking that kind of shit. I like that. I can't wait to listen to the playback on that one, girl. Yes, poetic.
It was the beast part for me. Got me ready to pull out some tight bondage. Yeah, Bella. Yeah, Bella. Ooh,
you want to be tied?
Welcome back. I don't mind being tied. tied, blindfolded. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot it's not just me when I hear Bella. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I forgot. For real. What did y'all for Bella's name? Yeah, I got lost for a hot second.
Yeah, he just jumped across the table with his penis in his hand. So, you know what? You know, I'm just trying to get away from you guys. Jesus Christ. Somebody put the fire out up in the building. Let me tell you something. I was listening so intently, okay, to her wonderfully beautiful voice. I'm listening and I'm listening. Mm-hmm. And when she said the first curse word, my glasses fell off my face. Right? My face. I'm trying to, you know, remember things that she said so that I can repeat them back to her. But when she cursed, it was the most sensuous thing I've heard, okay, religiously. Make my lip bleed your name. That phrase right there. Make my lips bleed your name. Oh, my goodness.
My mouth water.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And then you growl for real. Like a fucking beast. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You gotta stop. My face hurts. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I will. Meow.
Ooh. Meow. Okay. Yeah, you gonna stop. You're embarrassing me in front of my son. Mm-hmm. You're making my face hurt, Bella. You're a bad, bad girl. You're a bad girl. Hey. Look, I'll be inboxing you later. Don't worry about it. Hey, look. Come on, my face hurting. Stop. All right, listen. We need some order up in here, okay? Bella, that was one of the most beautiful pieces I've heard in a while. I loved it. I love the way you delivered it. I love where you took us within that. Your wordplay was crazy. And I love the way, because a lot of us, you know, there's some people that put a profane word in their pieces just for the sake of doing it. But where you placed that word at, it punctuated a part of that piece that was meant to be heard when it was basically a question that you repeated to me. And it was beautifully placed. And I just loved it. I wasn't expecting that, actually. So it was beautiful. I thought it was dope. I thought it was really creative. I thought it was dope, Bella. And I want to thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Thank
you.
Don't ever
I appreciate
be afraid
you
to
guys.
Call in. Don't be ever be afraid to call up in here, okay? Because we needed to hear that, and you probably needed to let that off. You know, poetry cures all things. You know what I'm saying? Not all things, but most things. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. once again, I want to offer you some of my energy. And I want to ask that you continue to be strong during this fight, okay? That you're in. Remember to give it up to the Most High, sis. You heard me?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And know that we
you
love
know, my
you
mama
here.
Is getting mad at me. Mama is getting mad at me. I'm ruining. She said that I'm ruining my good girl image because of the raid, because of the fluid stuff.
No, you're not. No, you're
no,
not.
Just tell her, it's just an expression. You tell her it's just an expression. It's just creative writing. Uh-huh.
That's all it is.
You're going to be all right. You're going to be fine, love. Hey, well, look, continue to listen in. We're going to go into some creative writing in a little bit. Once again, I'm so happy that you called in, Bella, and it's so great to hear your voice. But I'm going to need you to hold on and continue to listen in. And if you want to participate with picking up your pen, you do so, okay?
Yes, gracias. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. Miss you.
All right. Miss you.
Miss you, Bella.
She loves me. Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought she
I
was
do. Going. But I'm taking home the bondage guy, though.
You're going to stop playing with me. All right, Bella. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
One love,
mic.
One mic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I give myself 50 points for that. I give myself 50 points up in here.
Yourself? You will give yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's some love. Now, that's some love with an exclamation point on both sides, both ends of the word, under the word, and one on the top. Baby, baby. We're going to go to the next caller. Hello, caller, area code 506. Who do we have here?
Yes, this is Lady A.
Lady A, how are you?
What's up,
I just want you to know, then she knows because she was teasing me that that was a joke about her losing her image, entirely a joke. So don't be mad at me.
Oh, she ain't mad at you. She knows.
Yeah. So I have in the event page a portrait sketch that I did of her if you want to go look.
Okay. We will check that out. We will definitely check that out. How are you, though, Miss A?
I'm all right. Same shit, different day, you know.
Oh my God, a curse word.
I gotta keep a positive outlook because you weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. There's a lot of profanity. I don't know why profanity has been sounding sensuous to me lately. Say it again. What's that? I dare you to say it again.
Same shit, different day.
Oh, Lord, my.
Yeah,
the fur on my burger just curled up. Hey, you heard that?
I heard it, bro. I heard it. I'm sitting here holding my nipples right now.
Oh, Lord, mercy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to add to nothing on that right there. The visual was killing me. Holding his nipples. I just flick mine every now and then. I don't hold them, you know. But anyway, Miss Lady A, did you make up a word?
I made up a word a long time ago, and I love this word. And I wrote a poem with this word, and it's called It's Voluptuosity.
Voluptuosity. I can say that.
Yes.
Voluptuosity. I have to form my neck a certain way.
I like that.
Voluptuosity.
Yeah.
That should be on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That should be on a t-shirt.
We women who are voluptuous contain and maintain voluptuosity.
I know that's right.
Okay. I like that. It's easy for me to flirt with a woman using that one. So
if
I can use it in that manner, then it's good. Yeah,
I like that.
That was very creative. I give you 2.5 points for that creative nibby.
2.5 points.
I give you 5.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pearl.
Such a hater. All right. Van, you care to chime in? Jump across the table?
Thanks for the...
I mean, you know, I don't mind jumping across the table. I don't mind. I'll jump across.
Well, we know that. Okay. This is a family-oriented show, so I'm not going to repeat. Or anyway, no, so Lady A.
Yes.
My sister's up in here. I don't want to, you know, she's lurking in the background. So Lady A. I'm a radio voice, you mean. I'm glad that you called in. Thank you for calling in to the Soul Cafe. Do you have a piece or a nuptial that you would love to spit here?
I do have one I wrote a couple of days ago, and it's a winter-themed one. There is no sex in it, so maybe you might not like it, but I really quite love it. And it is called Winter Wind and Forest Green. It's a lovely poem.
All righty. The microphone is yours, Lady A.
Thank you. Windblown, bare, nearly broke, covered by nature's ermine coat. Beaded velvet glistens, all the forest listens, flanked by evergreens. Hello?
You're here.
Where?
Oh, I thought somebody had muted me. I heard muted.
No, go ahead. We can still hear you.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to start over. I'm sorry. Windblown bear nearly broke, covered by nature's ermine coat. Beaded velvet glistens, all the forest listens. Flanked by evergreens, furs of emerald seen. Pleated pointed pyramids wonder as they ponder, what must it be like to be so cold at night? No needles, she is stark, only smoke gray quilted bark. Diamonds float from sugar clouds as icy prisms sing out loud. Platinum, jewels, blanket ground, opals, pearls like eiderdown. Curled around her trunk of rings with silky hair, she awaits her king. Crescent moon gleams on her face where she lays in snow-white lace. Evergreens shiver unaware as he comes down the floating stairs. Crisp, cold winds now abate. Instead, love poems they narrate. End poem.
That was nice.
Poetic, poetic.
I thought this was simply beautiful. I love the calmness of the piece. And your ability to use nature in your pieces is a signature for you, and I enjoy it. Beautiful ink.
Thank you.
La Pearl and Negra.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm such a fan of yours, lady. You always have this way of, I can't even think of a word right now, but it's just the way you spit your pieces. You go into this, it's like a different personality, like a character, and you get calmer, and it's just your words flow like water. That piece, what was that last line?
The last line, well, the poem is, you know, describing, of course, what the winter scene is, and then she appears, and she's laying down around the trunk of the tree waiting for her king. And the moon, the crescent moon gleams on her face where she lays in snow-white lace. Evergreens shiver unaware as he comes down the floating stairs. Crisp, cold winds now abate. Instead, love poems they narrate.
Love poems they narrate. That was that right there. I love that. I love it so much. I heard the jungle drums again, only for a short period of time. Now. For real.
Thank you so much.
For real, the poet. Are you muted?
Hey. Yes, I was muted. Listen. Very, very, very. That was like. It was beautiful to listen to. I got lost in its wizardry, you know, a lot of places. Could you repeat the a couple of lines before where you say she lays in snow-white lace?
Diamonds float from sugar clouds as icy prisms sing out loud. Platinum, jewels, blanket ground, opals, pearls like eiderdown, curled around her rings. With silky hair, she awaits her king.
Very descriptive. A lot of pronouns. You know what I'm saying? I loved it. It was magical to me. You know, once again, a portrait that you painted there, a visual. It was, but you brought it to life. It was three-dimensional. And I loved it. I loved it, your cadence to it, the way you read it. It made it just so a beautiful thing.
Thank you very much.
Simple as that. It's just something that's beautiful to listen to. And I'm feeling that, man. I got that right there. You should shave your head and join me and Bella.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you promise?
I had my head like that quite about 13 years ago.
Yeah. Van is here as well. Van is there for a while. Poetic is there. Miss Pearly wears weaves, so she, you know, eh, you know.
Rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you.
I'm going to let you have that one, bro.
Hey, Bella. Well, I call her Bella. I called her Bella. Bella, you're on
you
my mind, darling. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lady A.
Yes.
Listen, you stick around for the part of the show that you love. We're going to get into in a minute
okay.
or two, okay?
All right.
So hold on tight. I have some beautiful phrases for you guys, and we're going to do this, all right?
Great. That's fun. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that beautiful piece, that wintry, beautiful piece, darling. I loved it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Baby, baby. All righty. That was Lady A. Not Bella, that was Lady E. We're going to go to the next caller. I'm going to try with all my might to behave myself. I've been badly influenced by certain people up in here, and I apologize. Okay? We're going to open up the mic, ladies and gentlemen, to area code 518. Hello, who do we have here? Hello.
It's I, Richard from Flatbush. No, it's Mojave.
Oh, it is. Mojave, what
hey,
do you do?
Hey, Mojave.
What
What's
do you do, Hobby?
What's
hey, that? Bro, how you doing?
What up, Hav?
What's happening? Hey, good
What's
people.
What's happening?
Happening? What's happening? Okay.
What it do?
All right, I can't hang out too much because I'm doing, like, triple duty right now. I'm reading contracts and playing on Clubhouse. I'm really not focused on one.
Yeah, you do. When aren't you on Clubhouse, bro? Hey, listen, broski, let's just get into it real quick so you can get the help out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, did you make up a word to share with us?
Oh, yes. I got, yeah. I'm glad you asked me that question. Oh, I got a good one. I got good ones. You ready? I got two. I'm gonna start with two because this is from Hobby's language, right? So I'm gonna give you two, right? First word.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Dotage.
Dotage.
Yes, D O T T A G E. Dotage.
Dotage.
Okay.
Dotage.
That sounds nasty.
That sounds like love on somebody.
It is not nasty. You know, it is dotage.
I need you to speak up a little bit. I need you to speak up so I can get the full effect.
Okay. Ready? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is this better? All right.
Yep.
Dotage. The action or ability to dote upon someone with great affection.
I knew it sounded like some kind of love on you thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Dotage.
I must furnish
you with the proper dotage. Furnish you with proper dotage.
Oh. Almost like dosage, but dotage. Oh, I got you, bro.
Dotage. Dotage.
I must dotage. The proper dotage.
Yeah. I'm going to keep
like
my mouth
what happened? Right. I went over there and I gave her all the dotage that she could handle. It doesn't mean sex. But it means you gave someone great affection. You hugged on them, you cuddled them, you snuggled them, you kissed them up, you kissed them down, but it wasn't filthy. There you go. It's dotage.
Okay.
Aww. All right.
Dotage.
Yeah,
ready?
Nice.
Ready,
I like that.
Ready for the, you ready for the next word? The next word is filthy, but dirty. All right. You ready? It's called, all right.
Yes.
The next word is one word. Fuck you shit. Fuck you shit. Let's use it in a sentence. Oh, you on that fuck
okay.
you shit. Oh, I got
you
now.
Okay.
Oh, that was smart. That was slick. You were slick with it.
You know when somebody see and it has different things that you can add to it. So there's fuck you shit, fuck with shit, fuck that shit, fuck all this
okay.
shit. You know, So, but
okay, you're making up too many words right now.
I'm just saying, no, I'm just telling you, you know, fuck you shit. You're like, oh, you want fuck you shit. So it's like, fuck you and your shit. That's how that happens, fuck you shit. So you just say it one word, fuck you shit. Oh, you want some fuck you shit. That's the proper thing when you tell somebody. Like, you know that they're doing something, and they don't like you, or they're doing something that you don't like. They're doing something, they'll be like, oh, you want some fuck you shit. I see you. Like, that's
and
when they
you know what?
Out of their way to fuck you and whatever shit you came along with.
Yeah.
Whatever came along
with. Your definitions are really getting longer. Hey, listen, bro, I will give you 6 points and a half a clavicle for that right there, for the fucking shit. I like that one. I'm going to give you 2.5 points for and a half a liver for the first word that you gave up, dotage. I like that because I just gave up some dotage right before the show. It was pleasant.
Yo, it was very pleasant. Yo, when the dotage is furnished properly, you know you're in good space. It's good.
Dotage is good. I like dotage. I'm going to talk to my pastor about that. Hey, so, bro, while we got you here, were you prepared to spit a Mojave piece?
I am. I'm absolutely prepared. I'm ready to go.
You're ready for it. Let me ask you this.
I'm ready to
spit your piece, bro. Have you been listening to what poetry's been spilled here so far?
You know, even though I was listening, I'm probably just going to do my own thing. I was stuck between doing some drip or some real serious shit. So I think, you know, I'm going to stick with the drip, popular. You know,
drip whatever you're going to do. You're going to do whatever you're going to do, bro. I was asking that because there's been some marvelous poetry that's been spilled here. And I know that you're going to continue in that line of things.
Listen. I would never do you wrong. I'm never on some fuck you shit when it comes to this. I'm never on some fuck you shit. I'm always going to be the best that I can be.
Did you go? And I know you bring that thing. That's why I stopped you for a pause, because I know how you come with that thing, man. Say, look, man, let's get it over with. I'm going to just pass you the mic, man, by saying to you that the mic is yours.
Got you. Here we go. I would like to play a few arousal games. Like, let me tell you what place to touch. I will call the whispered in your ear. What will you wear? Are you prepared to touch yourself? I want to whisper your name softly as I kiss the back of your neck. Lick your earlobes with my breath spiraling down. Let your shoulders feel the strength of my hands as I massage you, the feel that only one can feel when they are craved, a yearning for your passion, animalistic lower nature being mastered by a higher being supreme and pleasure-seeking creeping lingers, your skin danced upon by my fingers. Come closer, dance for me. Show me the haughtiness, the naughtiness I know that you are capable of, to your downright nasty. Imagine my tongue turning like clockwork at my lips, at the long hand, my spit dripping off your apex slow. Slide my hands down your torso, at my say-so, slowly. Caress carefully, no duress. Just gently as I would like to feel like it. Show me your hips before you show me your lips. Let me be the clips that I get to jump up off of. I love and I have nothing but the intent to figure out where your passion went. I want to touch you without touching you. Whisper intimacies, soul cities of spirit, entertainment, charge me guilty and love's arraignment. I would take all of you. I want the wetness to be my badge, and I would wear it proudly. I want to see if you can keep a straight face when I'm sucking your clit. See, if you can keep still, will I lick and thick want to make your body break dance at my mouth beatbox as I beat your box with the strings of an ox, slow, methodical, erotic, orthopedic, immediate. I just want to see your legs and heels to seal the deal. Make all of my fantasy, co-press my hand into nasty so I grasp my manhood and move as slow as I can love, as I can go. The rosebuds that are upon your chest are pressed and blessed, and I will do it slow, and you'll ask what's next. A part of me so wants to be inside of you, wants to pleasure your entrance that you will rise and want more till I can tell you what I have in store. Let my fingers walk through your pages, the different stages where arousal releases, till you can come no more and beg me for me to cease. Until your release, I can't wait to do what lovers do. So let me eat and massage your thighs and waist because I'm a jealous eater. Move slow and wait. It looks so good that I just want to put it on my wall while I enter into your walls from the back of the natural sling. Our rhythm. Your rhythm. My rhythm. Because you make it so wet for me. Just how I like it. Just how I want you. It's exactly how I want you.
Oh, Lord.
Well,
oh, Lord. Are we going to go with Miss Pearlie?
Damn, huh? Oh, God. I'm great. I'm not going to go there. Let me make sure. Okay, I'm glad it's rechargeable. Okay, that piece was that was hot. It was very hot. Damn, hot. Okay. I like
your dissertation,
please. I liked it a lot. Who did what?
Your dissertation.
I'm speechless. I'm trying to contain myself. That was some hot shit you was putting in there. I forgot where I was for a second. I'm glad it was a mute button. Damn. Poetic?
Mojave, that was a great piece. It was nasty as all get out. And, yeah, kind of got, for real, the poet Douglas?
Damn, you're going so fast. I wasn't ready. So listen, bro, the Twilight music left a sensation upon me while listening to you. You said, I was yearning for your passion. Your skin danced upon my fingers. Clockwork lips make your box beat box. Part of me wants to be a part of you. Beg me to cease. He said, my rhyme, your rhyme. He was nasty as hell in that piece. But it was clever. Written masterfully and spoken, bro. I dug it. It was nasty, but I dug it. I dug it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. And the, what was that song, bro? What was that? What was the music, bro?
Oh, that was the To Do List by Moni Long.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that music. Hey, man.
I just be the instrumentals and stuff like that. You got this other joint.
Hey,
that's crazy. Huh?
What I was, I'm gonna get into your playlist over here. Hey, listen, tell us what you got going on tomorrow over here at Epiphany Universe.
Well, here in the Pippin Radio Universe, we were doing Honey Drippers, but we're not doing that no more. We are doing War Council. We got a hot topic. We're going to talk about what it is, you know, your relationship choices. Wait a second. Let me just read it exactly because I don't be messing this up and stuff like that. Hold on. I got you. Okay, yeah.
Please
yeah.
Put it in the event page.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to put the event page up. I'm still working on the fly. I was like doing like three things. All right. So making choices in relationship, which is your best, your last, your current, or your next choice? Choices, chances, and changes. We're going to talk about what does it mean when you are the second choice? You was the first.
What the hell?
What speak? How does that happen? What does it mean? What does it mean? there's so much stuff that we just gonna bring up. It's gonna be a mouthful. It's gonna, you know.
All right. Interesting. Sounds interesting, bro. Very much so.
Yes. Sorry, I was a drink. Yeah, it's gonna be fire. We gonna talk.
I know you guys are, and you do, and you get down with it.
Compatibility. I gotta thank Danielle for this, because Danielle started us off with that. She gave me the clip, then she put it in the thing and just sparked everything off, and then we just been going at it. So tomorrow's war time.
Okay.
It is.
All
so
right,
you're
welcome. Tomorrow.
So.
War canceled tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. 9 o'clock. PM Eastern Time at Epiphany Radio. All right, Moshabi, we're going to let you slide off and get back to your clubhousing.
Yep.
With your nasty ass.
Yep, that's really
one love, one mic, my brusher.
One love,
one mic.
Baby, baby. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Mojave. Dope piece. We're going to go to the next caller, who happens to be the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Sister of Love. They call it the Hurricane. Baby.
What's up?
What's going on?
I got to tell you, Danielle, when you laugh, yo, I'll be falling out over here. Oh.
Please don't swear.
I cannot keep a straight face. Every time I hear her laugh, I cannot keep a straight face. I swear.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if it was a compliment. I'm not sure.
Peace, man. How you doing?
I'm good, darling. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just listening to y'all. Y'all are having a lot of fun. I was cracking up listening to y'all. I said, they are a hot mess. I cannot.
This is what happens on Mondays.
They crazy as hell.
Yes.
Kimbella, I'm glad you called in and see how they treat me up in here on this program.
I heard the show, right? You are the ringleader. Don't you try it.
No, I am very serious.
Thank
I'm a serious one here. I've got a lot of flirts, sister. Love. I've gotten a lot of flirts. I fight back with it. I'm a gentleman. And the love that was shown to me with exclamation marks all around them from the people up in here and the callers, you know, I accept it with zest and due zealance. Yes, I use two big words, one at a time. Miss Hurricane, if I may. Whatever that means.
Oh,
those that, that know me understand what I said. Miss Hurricane, did you make up a word up in here tonight that you would love to share with us?
Yes, I did. My word is dentalogue. Dentalogue.
Dentalogue.
Yeah, dialogue is like pulling teeth. Dentalogue.
Oh, my.
Okay.
That's dope. Is anybody writing these words down that we're getting tonight?
You are.
No, I wasn't.
Not tonight.
This was your thing. This was your thing. When you made Mojave repeat his like four times, I just knew you were writing it down.
No, I was saving them to memory, which my memory I forgot because my memory is bad.
You said you're a citizen, so why would you try to do that?
Yeah, I'm trying to force myself. I'm working my mental capacity. Dentalogue. I will write that one down. Dentalogue. I'm sorry, guys, I didn't write your words down, but I should have because I could have used these words at work, you know, at the hospital. Mm-hmm. They sound like medical jargon. Dentalogue. I like that. I can use that. It's like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
The dialogue that's like pulling teeth. That was good, girl.
Yeah,
I like
that. I like that.
Yeah, it was like that. You know how you have those boring, I mean, boring meetings at work?
Yes.
That was today, all day today. It was just like, oh, my God, like, why are y'all wasting my time? Y'all not even talking about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's
that's
crazy?
Like when somebody
you know what's crazy? What's crazy is when you have to be a participant in that boring meeting, and what you have to talk about is as boring as the meeting itself, and you're like, oh, my God. And then you hear silence, and you're like, oh, so y'all think it was boring,
right,
too.
Exactly.
Do y'all have trouble controlling your facial expressions in those kind of meetings? Like,
well,
God.
Thank God.
It's all virtual for us.
We get to turn our cameras off. We don't have to always have our cameras on, because I definitely would have been fired today if they would have saw my face.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I would have been fired.
I can only imagine. Don't get me started, because my facial expression shows everything I feel.
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding.
Yep. Indeed.
So, Miss Hurricane, I know you brought some thing up in here. I know you heard some of the shenanigans. I know you heard the hate and the shade thrown at your boy. I also know that you heard some fantastic poetry up in here tonight.
Sure has.
And so, are you prepared to share some love? Some what, Miss Burley?
Heard the ancestors too.
The ancestors. This is the part of the show where, you know, well, I'm gonna add another part to the show, a third part called "Work on Your Attitude."
you are stop deducting points from my sister. Thank you.
She ain't got no points to deduct. She has nothing. All she has is that bright and wonderful laugh. Laugh your ass. That's all she has is laugh your ass. That's my word, laugh your ass. Mm-hmm. Laugh your ass. So she has no points. No colluding. You slightly colluded right there too, Miss Hurricane. That was almost a slight collusion.
Whatever.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Dude, that's like 4 points right there, colluding and the attitude you need to work on too. So, Miss Hurricane, I said for the fifth time. Let me set this up for you. Miss Hurricane, I know that you're always ready. The word has been out in the street for a long time about you always being ready. So I'm going to just say to you this. That was shade, by the way.
Hey, what the fuck? The mic is yours.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Here we go. Tonight, it's pouring. Emotional precipitation is falling, so please, let me put my record on and play my song just for me. See, I want to hear the crackling of this spinning gauge and foreplay with the anticipation of the first note and first chord. I implode as soon as the first lyric laces my ears, because I need to hear this right now at this exact time. I need this melody to find me. I need to hear the drum staccato monologue. I need to hear the orgasm in saxophones moan and instrumental blend. I need to hear rhythm in its most flexible bend, because a needle on skin ain't never been so fulfilling in rotation. So Spin, baby. Spin. Blend your verses into the curves of my grin, provoked by your sonic pleasure as I sip and slide this burgundy spirit on my palate, allowing peace to come easy. Make me over. I feel a flirtatious breeze climbing my shoulders like a kiss blown through this cracked window to taste the freedom of this moment. And I'm zoning. This song, it carries me through, under and over. My eyes close as I travel the globe through notes and tones, watching the needle make love to spinning flesh. And I am the voyeur, diving deep into the ocean of my emotions, opening the day's oysters and collecting the pearls to string them around my mind, where a muse is on the prowl and closing in, calling me deeper into the base while my entire world exhales right before my face. Play my song and let it create friction until it gives me chills, because I need to be moved. I need my ears to surrender to this fusion, because all day I've been consumed in the thought of losing myself in the hues and currents of music. And peace.
My God.
Wow.
Poetic. Man, this right here is an exquisite piece of art. Your wordplay, your metaphors, just the overall context in the piece. Oh, man, I was drawn in and I was glued to every word, between the music, between the oysters, the pearls. Ah, I love this. I love this.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Girl, there's so much in this piece I want to speak on. Every time you said one line, I was stuck on. You went to another one. Playing music. Oh, my God. Girl, you just bring out the best. I'm trying to tell you. And I could listen to you spit all day, I'm trying to tell you. Because you just have this way about you, man. I can't even describe it, but I love that piece. I'm a visual person. Really,
okay.
With my poetry and everybody else's, so I can see. I'm like, I put myself in the piece. When you talk about music, I see the notes and I can hear it. When you talk about wind and trees, I can see the leaves blowing and oh, girl, that was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful.
That was beautiful that you gave that, because I mean, like, yeah, you definitely were listening, because that's. You really pulled out some of the imagery, because that's where I was at. So I appreciate that feedback. Thank you.
Thank you. For real?
Hey. I was caught up in her start. The way she started it off, nice and slow. I knew she was going to come and act so crazy. I knew she was going to take her socks off and act all up in here.
Oh,
the word use. I knew it was coming. Her word use. She tried to trick me and try to play it off by being all slow and deliberate. The word uses. I'm always caught off with the metaphors. The way you can use certain words to mean other things, type things. So, but I get caught up in that thought of what the true meaning is, not what it really sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm always in a maze. I'm like my wheels are spinning, because if you wasn't paying attention to the words on For Realness, you could have took that as some erotica. You know what I'm
yep.
saying? Because of the way it spit. But if you listen to the words for themselves, you know if she's talking on something totally different. But
mm-hmm.
she said the first note and the first chord.
and she spoke on how she will implode. She says that she needs to hear rhythm at its most flexible bend.
Blend your verses.
Make me over like a kiss blown through cracked windows. I am the voyeur. My tire exhales. I need my ears to surrender to the friction. With so many things in there, it was so much. I was trying to digest it all, but I was kept off balance by the next line, and line after line, and line after line. Therefore, that was dope. It takes, you know, creativity, the writing skills up in there, and the way to perform that, and to get the feeling from the listener that was meant as the writer penned it is a beautiful thing. I just loved it, and it just added to what was going on up in here tonight with some beautiful poetry. And I dug that. I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, that all of y'all gave some excellent feedback. Y'all all, you know, got involved with the poem in your own way, which is, that's the way I like to write. I like to write in a way that allows you to be wherever you need to be in a piece, feel whatever you need to feel, take whatever you need to take. It's a dope experience. I appreciate that. I wrote this piece maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but today it was fitting because I told y'all about that long, boring-ass meeting we had today. And after I got off work, I just wanted to, you know how your emotions are, like, all over the place, and I just wanted to listen to some music and just, like, just how y'all are explaining, y'all becoming one with my piece. I just wanted to become one with music to just take me away from what I just experienced today. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Yes. That was beautiful, Kim. That was beautiful. You came in here, you showed the fuck off. And
I took off my socks and slapped you all in your face.
You had brown socks on and you took them off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You made brown socks sexy, girl. You make brown socks sexy. You know what I mean, man? You know what I mean, man?
No. Bro,
yes,
I
you
know.
Do.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to hang out for the first pick up your pen because, you know, sister is tired, but I'm going to try to hang out for the first one, then I got to step out.
Oh, well, that's
my God. Shoot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen. You might as well just stay right where you are because we're about to go in right now.
Pick up your pen, oh, so cafe girl. Pick up your pen tonight.
Best to pick up your pen thing. Van, take it from your van.
Yeah, so, wait, what did you want me to do? Did you want me to sing?
You told me to sing, bro. You told me to sing.
You want me to sing?
Bro.
The moment is fast. The moment's passed. Let it go.
Yes.
Thank
over.
You.
Let it go. Just let it go. All right. Let's move on. Move
Thank
on.
You.
It's over.
All right. Okay. Welcome to Pick Up Your Pen, ladies and gentlemen. The part of the program where we do some creative writing, where we throw out some phrases, and you create some pieces. But those pieces have to be created before the end of the song. Baby, baby. You got it. Any questions? We're going to unmute the creative writers in the building. Someone has seemed to chase Jess Jarrett off the mic. We're going to open up Lady A.
Jess Jarrett scared.
Who is this person here? Hello, caller. Who are you?
Yeah, it is
Hello,
Sir Lawrence.
Hello,
Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence is in the
there
building.
There he is.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
going
yeah.
on, Sir Lawrence?
What's up, sir?
Well,
Well, besides me, I can't think of a thing, man.
I know that's right, bro.
Well, damn, Sir Lawrence, I didn't know you was in the building. I'm sorry. I only got one good eye. The other one is on vacation. I'm nursing home.
I'm on that jazz because that one lady, what's her name, Bella?
Yeah,
Bella. Yeah.
That was enough to mix anybody up. You know, what is that? Say my name. You know who I am.
Yeah.
That's right, bro.
I know you saying it. Hey, bro, did you make up a word before you go up in here?
Oh, yeah, I got one.
What's your word?
Wussy.
Wussy?
Yeah, wussy.
Oh, wussy.
Wussy.
That word is already in existence. I know a couple of those.
Yeah, but hey, Webster don't have it, so it's a made-up word.
Okay, well, we'll let you claim it. I'm going to have to minus a point, though. I'll need you to use that in a sentence.
Oh, okay. Here you go. I call her Wussy because she haven't came up with a name, because without the P, that's all you have.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, my.
That was different from my definition. All right. Well, that's well. Hey. Hey. All right. Ben, how many points would you give him?
I'll give him 4.
Why? Miss Pearly?
Yes. Oh, points, I will give him 2.5. Because I know the word.
Okay, so
I heard the word. Sorry.
So if we add them all up, that equals a 2. Oh, I like your word. I'm old. My mathematics skills ain't good. I'm nursing home ready. So, my bro, do you have a piece you want to spit before we get into picking up our pins? Or are you ready to go pick up your pen?
I got a tribute piece. Because I wanted to tribute this piece because it's not mine, but this piece in the beginning influenced my writing.
Okay. All right. Well, the mic is yours.
The water of your bath. I wish to be the water of your bath. I would surround you with mellow warmth, liquid love. I would dash and break against the firmness of your body, engulf and moisten the places I dream of. If I were the water of your bath, I would memorize each and every muscle, being liquid. I would take your shape and mold to your every curve, your every indentation. Roll on and off your satin skin. If I were the water of your bath, I would send parts of me to gather in the recesses of your navel. There my temperature would rise to match yours. I would move your body hairs in and out with the waves created by your movements playfully. I would floss against your thighs and become very intimate with your nature. But even more, when you leave me and pull the plug, I would defy the natural order of things and stay and wait on your naked return. Sir Lawrence.
Sure, Lawrence. My. Yo, bro, that was like, you know what I'm saying? That was borderline nasty, bro. Hey, poetic, what are you talking about?
Hey, man, listen, man. I'm intrigued with that last line. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to your naked solar return. Boy, listen
here. Hey.
You want to return to me naked? I'm all for it. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Don't piece of mind.
Yeah.
Don't piece.
Then, and you know the thing, but it's a dope piece, yes, sir.
It is a dope piece.
Miss
Pearl the Nigger.
Okay, oh, Defiant One. That was sexy. That was, damn, is she that good for real? Shit.
Hey.
That was all right. I like that. And, yes, that last line, it got me right there. Wow. I really
this
like
point,
that.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. This poem, the guy wrote it for his wife or wife, girlfriend, I don't know what it was, for Valentine. And she was so taken by the piece, she showed it to a lot of friends. Her friends were just, ooh la la, child, you need to send that to somebody. So she sent it to Essence Magazine, and they published it in one of their Valentine's issues.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
I modified it just a little bit, but this is basically the point.
That was dope, bro. Now, when you said Valentine, when you attached that to Valentine's Day, I can really, really, really see what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. That was dope. You know what? I need to hear from the Hurricane. Hurricane.
Hey.
What did you think of that dedication of love on Valentine's Day?
That dedication was very sexy. See, I love listening to his pieces. He has a way with words. I'm a fan of his metaphors and the imagery in his poems. I mean, he has that ability to really pull you in. It was very sexy, very sexy. I was definitely had my ear listening. Really appreciate that.
Yes, the moisture. He talked about the moisture and stuff like that, wetting her back. You can't wait for her naked return.
Yeah.
He is slick with his words. That brother is slick with his words.
That was dope, bro. Hey, but you know what, y'all? I'm glad that I saw you at the last minute, bro. Matter of fact, let me use my double eye one more time. There is no one else. Okay.
Let's see what's going on.
Guess what I'm trying to do here. So listen. I'm glad that you came along and I saw you, because it gives me a chance to do this over again, and that my partner will be ready. You know we need it. We got to hit it in right now.
We play for you right here. Yeah.
Now don't be shy. Please
help your pen.
Give me my points, bro.
35 points, bro. 35.
I thought it was Kim Della at first singing this shit. I ain't know. I had to be quiet.
Oh wow. Okay, bro. All right, bro. Okay, bro.
Yo.
Hey.
I can't.
Oh, God.
No, we're not doing that no more. One more time, everybody. All right. That's enough, y'all. This is Monday. You're not supposed to have this much fun on a Monday. Okay? It's the day after church. All righty, then. We're about to pick up our pen. Sir Lawrence, if you're not familiar with picking up your pen, let me give you the what if about it. I'm going to give out some phrases, okay?
Now, a lot of times I ask that certain phrase to be used twice while writing your piece. That is yet to be determined. But what we do is give out some phrases. I play a song, and you guys are to write a piece, all of us, myself included, to write a piece using these phrases. The piece has to be done before the song is over. If you're not finished your piece, you must end your piece with, "And then I took my socks off." Okay? Now, I have some phrases here. Once again, I'm going to give you the phrases, and I'm going to go light. You can use these phrases, but they have to be used in the order given. Not not line by line right after each other, but the first phrase I give you must be used first. The second phrase I give you along your piece somewhere, that second one used, and you end it with your third. Should I do it like that, or you want to just use them all over the place? I need Van right there.
No, I like that. I like that because in the past we've used them as we wanted to, and now there's a little bit of structure, so it's forcing us to be even more creative. Good job.
Okay.
Say that.
Mr. Manor, notice he asked me La Perla Negra and not you.
I can comment.
I call Umbrella here. Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Mr. Manor.
Okay, I'm going to give you an easy one. Yes, sir.
Mr. Manor, I am not in a position to write. I'd have to catch you on the next one.
Okay, well, you can feel free to help critique afterwards, and you can just listen in.
I can listen in. I'm not in a position to write.
All right, that's wonderful, bro. That's okay. All right, you guys ready? Hurricane, you ready?
I'm ready.
Lady A?
Yes, sir.
Who else is this? Oh, hey, is that my boy back in the building? Where you going? Where you been? Jared?
Yeah, man.
I ain't see you sneak back in, man. I was mad at you, man. I was going to inbox you some heartful words.
I just inboxed you, man. I said, I need the prompts.
Okay, I ain't give them yet, bro. I'm going to give them to you now. Or that would be cheating. Okay, is this our favorite Monday night come lately mutation right here? Let's see. Gina Storm, I bet you I just called her name out. Gina Storm, don't be afraid. Unmute yourself. Gina Storm, she'll come in. Well, she'll be unmuted. She'll come in and join us. That is Gina, isn't it? 872. It's got to be her. She's our Monday come lately. Alrighty then. So let me find the song before I give you a song. There will be no cheating here. When I say put your pen down, you put it down. Let me find a fantastic song. Oh yeah, I like that one. Okay, these are the phrases. When doves cry is the first phrase. When doves cry. Phrase number two. Angels harmonize. Angels harmonize. Phrase number three. Hearts pound in the distant horizon. Does everyone have the phrases?
Yeah. The hearts pound in the distant horizon.
Horizon. Mm-hmm.
And the first one is when doves cry or cried?
Cry.
C-R-Y.
Thank you. Everybody good?
Yep.
I'm good.
Pick up your pens.
Don't want to be juvenile, and I don't want to be foolish now. In my sleep, I dream about faraway places underneath your kiss. The point I'm making is I hope I'm not in this alone, 'cause you are my light in the dark. Show me the way with your heart. I know I'm not used to this feeling, but it's clear even when I'm a thousand miles away. I'm so taken by, can't stop thinking by, I am in love, and from where I stand, I am your man, I am. Oh, 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 oh.
You need.
right, put those pins down. Put those pins down. Somebody's still writing. I can tell who it is. Everyone say hello.
Blah, blah. I was finished
okay.
already before you go accuse me.
Okay. It better be worth you finishing early, bro. Seriously.
Whatever. We'll see.
Okay. We're going to see. I know Miss Pearlie's still writing. You know. You know she is.
I am not writing.
See?
I'm not writing.
Yeah, you was right, and I can tell. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
I'm trying to go to your corner.
Kimbrella?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you was cheating too, Kimbrella. You was cheating. I called
whatever.
Cheating.
Ain't nobody cheating. Ain't nobody cheating.
Yeah, okay. You and Danielle on the list, the Jeans list. Lady A. Lady A was real writing too. The three ladies are on the Dean's list this week, man. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
All
got it.
Right.
Got it
down. Wait a minute. What? Jet.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm listening quietly.
Bro, you
yeah,
sound
man.
Convicted, bro. You sound like you was cheating.
Oh, no. No.
You just
no,
sound
no,
like
no,
it. I'm just saying you sound
okay,
like
right.
it. All right. I don't know about y'all this week. Them. I don't know about y'all this week, bro. All right. I can't wait to hear what y'all got. All right. So let's see who we're going to start with tonight. We're going to start at the bottom or the top. We're going to start at the top, the way it's running, with Lady A.
All righty then. Story told when he dies is when doves cry. Heaven will open up and the choir will sing and angels harmonize. All sorrow would disappear and he will rejoice in new peace. Our hearts will pound in the distant horizon in anticipation when we meet him again. Story told when he dies is when doves cry. When doves cry. When doves cry. And peace.
Okay. I need a Kimbrella, what did you think of that?
I knew that Lady A was going to do very well with this because those phrases are so complimentary to her cadence already. She has such a beautiful way of writing and expressing. You know, I just knew that she was going to do really well. And I always love to hear what she has to say. So I loved it. It was, she's another person that I would love to, like, have a recording of a couple of her pieces on my way to sleep. Because
it's
so calming
it's
and soothing.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's very calming.
Okay. Let's hear from Mr. Poetic.
Yeah, I agree. These phrases are definitely in her wheelhouse. I knew as well that she would do well with this. So this was definitely a beautifully written piece to the phrases.
Okay, we're gonna get one more. We're gonna get one more in here. Let's go to Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence.
Yeah, I agree with everything that was stated and based on the phrases. In fact, she went the same angle in the same context that I would have written had I wrote this one.
You wrote it?
No, I did not. I'm just saying
if I had it, you said this is what I had in mind.
You were saying it, exactly.
Okay, I got you. I like the angle that you went in with that Lady A. I was thinking personally, I would have went in a different angle personally, but I love the angle that you did go in, and I was surprised that you went in with the first phrase as soon as you did, but it made a lot of sense to me, and I really loved it, and Kimbrella's right. It was very soft-spoken and very just so poetical. All right.
Thank you very much.
I loved it. So we're gonna go to Kimbrella, and I can't wait to hear what she's got. Are you ready, Kim?
Yes, it's short, but I'm gonna go ahead and get a crack at it.
Okay.
All right. When doves cry, I exhale in emotional algorithms, bring myself of religion, embracing relationship. I spread my wings into the highest frequency where angels harmonize and remind me of my song. My life's cadence is liberated, and I breathe easy into ink that choreographs the dance where hearts pound in the distant horizon to amplify the true meaning of life in volumes that carry tomorrow within a topless sky.
Oh, wow. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say mine first. The big words, when you came up with the big words, I say, oh, she's showing off again. There she go. let me ask you this. I want to ask you this as far as creativity. Do you feel, starting off, as soon as you heard the music, what was your thoughts? Where did it take you to start off with? And did you have any difficulty, like, starting off, or did you make yourself just start off with something? What was your thought process?
So the only reason I say I have difficulty, because sometimes I might overthink it, like, you know, sometimes I don't want to start off with the first line that you gave me. I kind of want to build something, like build into it. But sometimes
yeah.
you can just go in like that. You could just go in and then let everything
right.
else follow. So I'm like, as you were giving me the phrases, you know, I told y'all one of the things that I do is I close my eyes because I got to see it. It has to be written in vision first for me, and then
yeah.
it's easy right from that point. If it's already written in vision, now my hands are just the apprentice, so I just follow like that. But the lines hit me well because it was very spiritual, the lines that you gave to me. It was and then I was confused because, you know, you picked When Doves Cry, which, you know, correlates to my favorite artist, which is Prince. So I
right.
was almost driven to go there, but that's not where my spirit was, so I kind of stuck
right.
with my spirit.
Right. Yeah, I thought of you when I thought of that line. Let's get a critique in here from Miss Pearly.
I thought it was beautiful. You just, like I said, I'm very visual as a poet, and I see everything as you speak it. And then it's the way your voice projects it. It's your cadence. Everything about it, that was beautiful. And the phrases, they're just, oh, man, they're awesome tonight, for real.
They are. They really are. You did a good job with the phrases. Thank you. Thank you,
thank
sis.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Let's hear from Just Jay.
Hey, Kimbrella, I enjoyed that. You know, you had this matter of factness about the way you do your cadence. You play around in it, you have fun, but it's on a narrow beam, and you fit in everything that you need to as far as the saying of your words, the cadence in there, because you shoot like a Uzi spray. And when you stop your breath, and then it picks back up, and then it goes again. I really always have liked your cadence. And yeah, I'm a process type dude. So I'm up here looking at your process as you're doing it. I heard that you did kind of stick the first one in there. And you kind of chunked it in there, but after that you was running with it. You made it your own. And that's another thing, to make something your own in such a short amount of time. You didn't have time to get married to this or nothing, but you went straight into it.
I appreciate that, man. So let me just say this. That feedback, the Uzi thing, man, I love that. Because that's a perfect description of how I write. I really appreciate that. Thanks for the feedback.
Oh, it's something to see. Believe me, a little part that I'm like, man, maybe I can try to incorporate that into something I do. And that's all I'd be looking for. Like, what can make me better by going ahead and pointing out to somebody else something that they did already.
Right.
I'm gonna turn this into a full piece for real. Thank you for these phrases, because I'm gonna turn this into a full piece.
I knew you would say that, and I know my brother got to say something. I know he want to say something poetic.
Man, what words say like it? An Uzi, spraying like a submachine gun. I hear you. I hear you, bro. But Kimbra, yeah, this is dope, the way that you did this. You definitely took the phrases and owned them. You know, I was excited to see where you were going to go with it, too, and I'm just glad that you went the way that you went with it. And I can't wait to hear the full piece because you're just a phenomenal poet.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I can almost imagine how the full poem will turn out. Knowing the phrases, knowing how your connection to some of the phrases, and having more time, having time to let go of outside stimuli and go inside yourself and be free with this piece, I can only imagine what type of piece that would turn out to be. And I would say the same to Lady A as well. You know what I'm saying? Both beautiful pieces. And it just amazes me. I just love the creativity of poets and where they go with these pieces. And this is what we get the chance to do here, this portion of the show, is to you know, pick each other's brains, see what we come up with. Okay, we're going to go to, who is 872, area code 872? Gina Storm, are you with us? Okay, we're going to go to Jared. It's your time, broski.
Damn it, heaven. Every time you got to come in here and do it, it come around every time, I swear.
Yeah.
All right. Here I'm going to go into it. Hearts pound in a distant horizon. It's sad when doves cry. And their eyes weep melodies of you and I and the time gone by. Through till we was over. No more Starbucks or Folgers. Our ticket has expired. We worked at love, but now we've been fired. Overlabored, this relationship is retired. The heartstrings are relentless and long, like a heavenly song when angels harmonize, the twinges of life throbbing. But those are the problems of love that should be dead. Boom.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm stuck here. Did we get? Because I might have got caught in something. Did you get the last phrase out?
When angels harmonize.
Hearts pound in the distant horizon.
That was the very first line.
He did that. He did that first.
Oh, he switched it up. He did the doo-wop. Okay. All right. Because I was waiting for it.
Because he wasn't paying attention. He was talking about the rules. He was ordering some chicken or something.
Oh, yeah.
Snap.
I was.
Going to order? Hey, y'all a tough rule.
Yeah, we was going in order of the way the phrases were given out. But you know what? I ain't going to mess with it. Let me get something from Lady A. What did you think of that?
Well, I thought it was really dark and kind of defeated, I guess. It was a great write, but it was really sad. You know, when you talked about the relationship being should be dead, it was just like it was sort of like a piece of mourning. You know what I mean? Like grieving.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Very well written, but it was really dark and sad. Yeah.
Okay, I will accept that. Let me go to the writer. What was your intention in rebuttal to peaceful rebuttal to Lady A? Was that your intent to? Was that? You know what I'm trying to say to you?
Yeah,
What did you want the reader to hear? What did you want the listener to feel or hear?
I wanted them to be in a relationship with me that was bad. And then once it was over with, you know, the heartstrings still tugging, but that's something that you shouldn't be messed with because that's dead.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about by listening to each other's creativity. Let me get something from the Hurricane on that piece.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you this. I mean, I definitely can relate to a lot of what you wrote. first, when you said, the first line that caught my attention is "their eyes weep melodies of you and I." That right,
right.
there, because I can see, you know, you can picture in your mind eyes welled up with memories of a past relationship. It could be painful. It could be, you know, unrequited. You know, it could be a lot of things. But I can see that vivid imagery of eyes welled up with tears. And it's like in the back of the eye, you can kind of see silhouettes of that past relationship.
Right.
That woman.
I need you to do the video.
Then you said, this is the one that got me too. The heartstrings are relentless and long. Man, that spoke volumes to me because it's like somebody that loves hard, like you have a long threshold of love, and it's relentless. You love hard, so you love, you know, without, you know, just without any barriers. And it takes you a long time to kind of let go. So,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
I was like, whoa, those two lines definitely got me. This relationship is retired. So, like, when you wrap all of that up, to write those two lines and then to come to that final closure, like, you know the relationship is retired, but yet your eyes still weep melodies of you and I, and the heartstrings are sung, like, it was a hard love to let go, but in the depth of you, it was so.
I'm about to go cry. Okay. I'll be back.
Yeah, like that, I caught that. Like, man, that was, I love that.
Hey, let's get one more on that piece. Let's go with Sir Lawrence.
Hey, talk about captivation. It was like a paintbrush.
Man, thanks, bro.
All right. Let's see. Is this Miss Monday Night? Hello.
Happy Monday. It's me.
It's Miss Monday, y'all.
I made it.
It's almost Tuesday, like a mug.
Before I could get here, I thought I was going to be too late. I didn't hear the song. I don't have the phrases. I just wanted to be in the building.
Okay, you can join us on the next one, love. I'm glad that you made it. I know what
you're
doing, and I'm glad that you made it. You got it, darling. So, okay, let's hear from Poetic.
On Just Jay's piece?
Yes.
It was a mixture for me. It was dark, as Lady A said, but it also had shades of romance too. Like Umbrella pointed out, like he wanted to have someone there, as he said, in this bad relationship with him, but it's also showing that we in this together. You ain't going nowhere. I ain't letting you go. I don't care if them daggone doves crying. Good job, Just Jay. Good
right.
job, bro.
Okay.
Hey,
All right.
I like a good woman that'll drill a hole in your boat.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Y'all sink together. We sinking together, Carol.
That's my goal right there. Y'all crazy. I might have to give him a point so he don't do nothing bad to himself. Hey, so listen. Hey, listen. We're going to move on to the next creator, who happens to be Mr. Poetic.
Hey, bro, I'm just going to tell you, I hate where you made me go with this, with those phrases, but here we go.
All right.
In the midst of a strange flight pattern, the when doves cry or why it mattered, I've come to realize that when angels harmonize, it tells me that doves soar, just like a lion will roar. But beyond else, it seems like poison when hearts found in a distant horizon. Tells me more than an angelic story, while doves could care less about my story or my tears that created fears or falling in love again. Never again. It just hurts. It just hurts. Please, no more doves, no more tears, no more angels, no more harmonizing, no more hearts, no more distance. It hurts. It just hurts. please just stop. Just stop. And that's that piece.
Whoa.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Damn. Let's go with Miss Pearlie.
Well, damn. Wow. A lot of pain and some anger up in that piece. Wow. Shit. I don't know. Sound like you done gave up. You're just done with it. Great piece, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I want it kept real. I want it kept real just like that. All right, Miss Pearlie, thank you. We're going to go. I'm a Miss Hurricane.
Yeah, that. Then I'm going to encourage you to really go in and make that a full piece, because I took that line when you said, I never understood why Dubs cry. So it's like that line to me is like an open, it's kind of like a portal that you don't want to open, kind of like Pandora's box, if you will.
Yeah.
Not wanting to be vulnerable, because you know once you hear Dubs cry, once you hear that thing, that line, that song, that word, is going to open the floodgates, pain, and you just want it to stop, like make it stop, because you know once it starts, it's going to be an ongoing. Man, if I know we all probably have been there in life where you try to avoid at all costs that one, like hearing that one person's voice. You know how, like, when somebody says you have a rough day and your eyes are welled up with tears, you ready to cry, and you holding it in.
Right.
But as soon as somebody says, what's wrong, that's like the thing that breaks you.
There it goes.
Breaks you.
Yeah.
Your lips start quivering, you just kind of like you release. So that I take that kind of equivalent to how you wrote this piece.
Thank you.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what I asked for. I'm going to go to the writer. What was your intentions? What did you want the hearer to hear or feel? And keep that real.
I wanted you to hear and feel the pain of being in love and being hurt by love. And these phrases, once I started writing, when doves cry, angels harmonize, hearts found in the distant horizon, when I started writing, I really didn't want to hear any of that. There was pain in those lines for me, and I wanted to convey that and express that. A lot of pain.
You could feel it.
Okay, and I think you did your job.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think you did your job. Okay, let's see. That was dope, man. That was dope. I couldn't wait to get down to you. All righty. Yeah, guess who's up?
Yeah.
The one and only Miss Pearlie. The mic is yours.
Okay. When doves cry, tell me love. Do you hear love's distant call? Because not only do angels harmonize, but they whisper secrets to my heart. The sounds render us still as hearts pound in the distant horizon. Can you feel it? Just stay a while and listen with me, please. Because never will you hear a sound as exquisite as when doves cry and angels harmonize. The rhythmic beating of the sounds of the hearts pound in the distant horizon. Oh, how I get lost and taken on the vibration of love. That's that piece.
For real, you muted?
Probably.
I sure was. I sure was. I didn't want to hear about any drums. We're going to go to Lady A.
Well, I wish I had these pieces in front of me so I could refer back. Can you read me the last three lines of your piece, please?
Oh, the last three lines? Never will you hear a sound as exquisite as when doves cry and the angels harmonize. The rhythmic beating of the sounds of the heart pound, of the heart's pound in the distant horizon. Oh, how I get lost, taken on the vibration of love.
Yeah, see, that was gorgeous. I think that you could hear it in your voice, to the longing and recognizing the beauty of that kind of love. And I thought you did a terrific job of that, conveying that. And you're like, you're a hopeless romantic like I am, and I love that.
I
love your stuff, the romantic part of it, because it's. I think there's not a lot of people who are empathic like that. I think you are an empath, and as am I. And there, the feelings are so much deeper, and I feel that from your poetry. Same as Van, I feel it from you, and it's quite beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. All right. Did anyone else give dissertation to you, Danielle?
No, she's the only one.
I got coming along. Let's hear from Poetic.
You know, I've noticed a pattern within your pieces, the same way that I noticed that for real, he always ends a piece like it's a beginning of a piece. With you, no matter the piece, no matter what you're writing about, towards the end of your piece, you always bring about this positive light that you emit. And I've noticed that in all of your pieces, that is a signature for you. And Lady A pointed out you're an empath, and you definitely want to convey a level of positivity when you write. So you make sure that in the piece, you're going to get that positivity, and your last closing lines of this piece radiated nothing but positivity about love, and I can appreciate that. So great piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was sick. Very sad.
Don't start crying. Don't start crying. Please don't start crying.
No. You made me sick when you spoke about you're paying attention too much, bro. You're paying attention too much because anyway, I believe it's my turn, and you spoke out of turn. Here we go.
You told me to go.
I know. I say that for a reason. Believe me, I have a reason for saying that. You already gave me my dissertation. Anyway, here we go now. Not long at all. Mesmerizing, enticing, nature and how it propels me, and how love stands in wait in disguise. Nothing like the call when doves cry. Yes, that vibe, ear-piercing, delivered straight to the heart, causing pulsations where angels harmonize. Flood subsides, waves carry what you feel, what you've been feeling. Mountains move and hearts pound in the distant horizon. Memorized. Enticing. It is when doves cry.
See?
And, yeah, that's why I say yeah.
See? He ready to start a whole... He can start a whole new piece now.
Yes. That was beautiful.
Excellent writing, though, bro.
Thank you.
I don't know what's gotten into you tonight. I don't know what's gotten into you tonight. We still ain't heard not a single song. We ain't heard not a single song. And I don't know what's gotten into you tonight.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I don't know if I've ever had a chance to put a song in during Pick Up Your Pen. I don't think I've ever had that. As a matter of fact, you gave me an idea.
Oh, darn.
About
hey, great summer. Going, Van.
Kimbrella, are you still with us, Kim?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay. Anything to add?
Yeah, I wanted to, well, I mean, you know, you ain't give us, say something to my sister. You know what I'm saying? Just,
I want to speak to her, too.
Go ahead and do so. Go ahead and do so.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the disrespect. But anyway, no, I'm going to give feedback to both of y'all. So, Danielle, like, I love you. You are definitely a hopeless romantic. I love to hear you write pieces like this. Like, I kind of wait for those pieces about love because you really go deep in it. And I love this line that you said. You said, not only do angels harmonize, but they whisper secrets to my heart. That is so endearing. Like, that made me, like, kind of clutch my heart when you said that line. Like, they whisper secrets to my heart, something that only you know about, something so personal. And you said, never will you hear a sound as exquisite. Man, like, those lines, I would love to see where everybody goes with this, if y'all all could turn this into pieces, because I really, we came from different levels and aspects, but I just want to see where everybody can take it and go with it and make it into a full piece. So it was really beautiful, really beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, you guys.
Yeah, and then to Sir Milk Dud. Yeah.
Don't laugh.
Nothing like the call when doves cry, ears piercing, delivering straight to the heart. Man, that, listen, y'all all came up with some lines that were like, it made you stop dead in your tracks and really take it in. Like, ears piercing, delivering straight to the heart. It's really no more to be said. Once I heard that, that kind of wrapped up everything that you had to say for me. I was just, that line, I'm still there. It's still with me.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't want to go in straight with the phrase. I was trying to find a way. But, you know, when time's ticking, that kind of gets on your nerves, you know. So I wanted to just begin. Because normally when I begin, you know, then you lock in and you get that feeling. And I was still paying attention to the song as well, because I wanted to know how much time I had to finish writing. I was caught up in that, as far as sharing my creativity in writing. You know, I was caught up in monitoring how much time I had to do that. So, you know, for me, because I'm a long piece writer. So writing something so short, it always seems unfinished to me, you know. But thanks for your comments. Okay, we have one more, okay? And I think you guys will like this even more. This one is a little bit more extensive, I think. And I'll give this to you. I'm going to give you the, I want to say this. This is one I'm not going to give you. I would have given you this. Forever ain't forever. Secured by its touch. A itch that I can't scratch.
Hold on. Wait.
Is that what you're getting at?
Forever ain't forever.
Right. That's not the phrase I'm giving y'all. Y'all weren't paying attention?
Yeah.
This is a phrase I was going to give you guys, but I'm not giving you this one. I just wanted you to hear it. Forever ain't forever, secured by its touch, a itch that I can't scratch. I'm not giving you that one. I'm going to hold on to that. This is the one I'm going to give you. Sensuous, sustaining energy. First phrase.
Say it again, please.
Sensuous, sustaining energy. Gina, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Jay?
Yay, man.
All right. The second phrase is the power we possess. The Power We Possess. The third phrase is long. It goes like this. Love is fulfilling when prepared with true meaning.
You know, you got to repeat that one. Love is fulfilling.
Yeah, what? But it's not even finished. Okay. I will repeat.
Oh, my God.
Love is fulfilling when prepared with true meaning. Y'all let me know when y'all got that.
Yep.
The rest of that is by what? Someone you're feeling. By someone you're feeling. And the whole phrase
feeling
is,
or filling?
Filling. F-E-E-L-I-N-G.
Lady A, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you because I'm going to be filling. Okay, I'm sorry.
F-E-E-L-I-N-G?
Yes.
I wasn't by myself because she thought it.
Well, what she said, you guys are empaths. Love is fulfilling when prepared with true meaning by someone you're feeling.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah, right. I heard some moans in there.
Not to interrupt, but you know I gotta go. Gotta take it down. I'm gonna take this one to go though, because I like these.
All right, Kim.
Thank you for joining us. Of course, much love
all
to
right,
all of you,
Kim.
Love
and life.
Hey, it was good rocking with you again.
You got
good
it.
Night,
no problem.
Kim.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Pick up your pens. I wanted to give you a little time to write something a little nice or whatever, or maybe I just needed the time. But
keeping it a bug.
Okay, we're going to start from the bottom this time around. We're going to start from the bottom, which starts with, wait a minute, we got somebody else up in here. 872. Who would be 872 in the building, y'all? Hello, 872. Area code 872.
Hello.
Would you care to say who you are?
Yes, Mr. Eric Brown.
Who?
Eric Brown. Yeah.
Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
All right.
Hey, man, I'm glad that you made it over here, man. We over here tripping. We just doing some picking up our pen. And I'm glad that you made it along, bro.
Oh, yeah. Glad
all right. I want you to hold. Yeah, thank you, brother. I want you to hold tight, man. I'm going to run through these poets. Everybody, this is Eric Brown. All right. Some of y'all might be friends of his on Facebook. If you're not, check him out. And that's Eric Brown on Facebook. Let's go to Miss Pearly.
Okay. Father, we are the epitome of sensuous, sustaining energy by the power we possess alone. Because love is fulfilling when prepared with true meaning by someone you're feeling. Truer words have never been expressed. Sensuous is our creation that is the sustenance energetically within sensual sustaining energy. That is the power we possess. So I'll say it a last time. Love is fulfilling when prepared with the meaning, with true meaning by someone you're feeling. That's that piece.
Okay. I like that, Danielle. I like that. I want to get a dissertation from the next person. And then we'll go to that next person. And the next person happens to be poetic.
Yeah, I love that, Danielle. That was beautifully written. You little empath, you row tiger.
I love the way she used that first phrase. I like the way she used that phrase in there.
Yeah.
And poetic, you're on.
All right, bro. She had this sexual, sensuous, sustaining energy. I couldn't let her go with all that is within me. I couldn't understand the power we possessed, and dare I suggest that she would go her way and I go mine. She simply said, fine. On one condition, give me a kiss. I wish I could, miss, as I stuttered over my words. And then she held my passion like it's her world. Then I gasped, and she grabbed me so close and whispered, tonight I will be feeling. Because love is fulfilling when prepared with true meaning by someone you're feeling. Hear our heartbeats, together as one, as we secrete an amazing ooze of love. Now you can release the white dove, because I do. I really, really do. And that's that piece.
Alrighty. I thought that was dope, bro. I'm going to get a dissertation from Gina for that.
I'm sorry. I got caught up on the word ooze, and I never got to move forward.
Yeah, so
good. With me. I enjoyed that. Thank you. I had no idea that was coming up, and he said ooze, and I was like, I cannot move past this. Excellent job, Dr. Smitty. I like that. I like that a lot. It was quirky and romantic at the same time.
Thank you.
Well, only nerds understand it, so
absolutely.
Don't worry. It ain't for everybody.
All right. We're going to go to Gina. Well, the mic is yours.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I forgot. That was what we're doing. So I gave you my... And then I spit my piece. Okay, I found it. I'm like, ooh, I don't be writing stuff down, so. Here it goes. Alone I sleep. Often. To get to sleep, I have to weep. Dreams are memories of sensual, sustaining energy that I had in the past, but it's gone. You're gone. I'm lonely. Hating the power that we possess, since love is fulfilling when prepared by true love's meaning, by someone you're feeling. For me, you were him, but you're gone. So I'm here alone, just me, in peace.
Okay. I thought that was short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a dissertation from Jared, Just Jay.
I like that. I like how she played with the whole element of love thing, the weeping to get to sleep, you know what I'm saying? That's when we're in the depths of love. That's our teenage love. You know, we deal with it a little bit different as we get older, or you know, that may be our go-to. But I was feeling that just by off of the human aspect of the unpredictability of it. Sometimes you can go ahead and follow a poet as they're going along, but you know, when you had started with going into the depths of feeling, it kind of froze me, like you were talking about with having with Van Peace with you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. It was actually a timetable of love for me, and I got to do it in as little words as possible, so I want to thank for real for that.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So we're going to go to Jared.
Hey, man. Imagine a world with a city powered by our love. Sensuous, sustaining energy is our love. A true gift, the power possessed. A true gift, the power possessed. After standing a test, Empress, your walks are illuminated as your inhabitants living life to the fullest, shoeless and carefree, enjoying the breeze. Our energy surge without words. Love is fulfilling when prepared with true meaning by someone you're feeling, and they're feeling you. Boom.
All right. Let's get a dissertation from Ms. Pearly.
That was very nice, very nice. These phrases you've given us tonight are beautiful, and I do see them leading to a longer, more complete piece. That was very nice, guys. I'm sorry, I'm a little sleepy tonight, but that was really, really nice.
Hey, thank you.
That's what's up. Okay, I'm going to do mine. I want you to hold tight, Eric. I'm going to be right with you, bro.
For real. Lady A got booted and she asked me would I do her piece. So can I go after you?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, go now. Music plays. We sway. Sensuous, sustaining energy when bodies move in sync. Emotions flow from one to the other. Oh, the power we possess. He was my one and only, my once-in-a-lifetime love. That love is fulfilling when prepared with true meaning by someone you're feeling. I still feel you, baby, like those long years ago were now. I still feel your breath on my skin, Your kiss alone speaks your love. Missing you. Missing that beautiful love, that power we possess. Your memory sustains me. That sensuous energy. That's that peace.
All right. That was beautiful. That had some length to it, too.
Yeah.
That had some length to it. That was up. That's what's up. All right, here we go. Mine is short, very short. All right.
I better get on the mic.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Get on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Love is that sensuous, sustaining energy that I'm feeling. Swimming in something passionate, perspiring. The power we possess, willing and dealing in, and out of it, propelled by the smell of it. Love has a smell, a scent that leaves one reeling. Love is fulfilling when you're prepared, when it's prepared with true meaning by someone you're feeling. Love is. All right. So that's that. I want to go to my boy, Eric. Eric, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, now what we're doing is, this is the part of the show. We had open mic the first hour and a half, maybe. What we do the second half of the show is we have this thing we call Pick Up Your Pen. It's where I put out some phrases, and we create pieces out of those phrases. Those pieces have to be finished by the time the song is over that I play. And that's what we have been doing, and that's what you have been hearing. The phrases that we wrote to just now was sensuous, sustaining energy. The second phrase was the power we possess. The last phrase was love is fulfilling when prepared with true meaning by someone that you're feeling. And so that's what we call picking up your pen, bro. Once again, I want to thank you for making the time to come over here. Let me ask you, do you have a piece that you would like to spit?
Yes, I do.
All right, my brother. I'm going to just simply say that the mic is yours.
Yeah. Before I do my piece, I had wrote like a small little piece while I was listening.
Like, you can share
that. But I can still do a piece, but I want to share it.
Okay, share the piece you wrote, and then you can do your piece you brought with you, okay?
Okay. I had got two of the phrases, like, powerful and sensuous. It's real short, though. Sensuous. Love flows. Sensuous. Love flows continuous. It may not make sense at all. I could pin your mind in songs, kiss you lyrically, hold you close, see them generous. Ease your soul, on my chest you can rest. Words about you I press, and when we step upon the throne together, we share something the world can contest. Standing our ground as a king and queen, the power we possess. Now to the small piece that came up while I'm listening.
Okay. Miss Pearlie.
I'm sorry, I was muted. That was beautiful. That was very beautiful. Even though he came in late, I like the way he used the phrases in there. So it was very, very nice.
Poetic.
Yeah, man, I agree. That was some dope, dope ink, brother. I love the way you got the phrases in as well. I think it's my first time hearing you, so I'm definitely delighted that you're here. Great ink.
Thank you.
Cool. Now, my brother, let us hear that piece that you brought with you.
It was hard to choose my collection, but I think I'm going to do Women. That's one of my favorite pieces. Where should I start? I guess I could say that some of you women play certain parts. Some of you can go on living your lives with a small and fully hold in your hearts. Somehow you remain strong, living on your own, working hard, having a peace of mind, listening to creative female songs sang by Fantasia, Ace, Mary J. Blige, No More Drama, If I Had to Do It All Again, Baby Mama. It's the way they sing. The lyrics they speak with grasp your ears as you can see. I don't know about these other brothers, but it's the soul of a woman which brings up the man in me. I'm grateful. What I'm saying is true. How many women on this earth you know who will wash your clothes, cook, and cater to you? Very few. It would be more if it wasn't for the stupid things we men do. No fuss. Sometimes it be you women who bring out the anger in us. I realize it's just a test to see how strong our love is. Is we capable of being trusted? Is we looking for love or just looking for lust? A heart that's been broken. In due time, it can be rebuilt. But the love that was once there will always be sealed. Women, you are the queen of the hills. You're the liquid that overpours in the relationship, which makes it unreal. Life itself is like a basket of soup awaiting to be peeled. Women. And that's that piece.
All right, all right, all right. Jared, still in the building?
Yeah, man. I was listening to dude's cadence, man. Hey, dude, I could tell that you're a seasoned poet, man. The way you took those verses, I mean, those phrases in the very beginning and integrated them in there and kept on going. This your first time being in this environment, too, and that didn't shake you none? Yeah, you're a seasoned gunslinger, man. I love to hear it.
Thank you, thank you.
Gina Storm.
That was dope. I'm a fan. I know Eric Brown for a long time.
And, yes, hello, Queen.
Yeah, how are you, sir? I'm so glad that you came through. This is a treat for everybody.
Yeah,
that's right, that's right.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm so glad you made it tonight.
Yeah,
that's right, that's right. I tried to get my boy out here. I'm glad he finally came. Who didn't we hear from?
Poetic.
Poetic? Poetic.
Yeah, again, like I said, man, this piece was amazing as well. I dug the musical references throughout the piece, and man, yeah, you need to come out more often, bro. You definitely need to come out more often, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I had a hard time, because, you know, my phone, I dial y'all number, but it won't, my number's not included in my package. So my nephew was here today. I'm like, you got a phone? He's like, yeah, so you use me. He's like, no. I said, can I use your phone so I can call in the radio station and get on the mic? He's like, yeah. So he was like, it was like a blessing. Like, it, you know, it's like, use your voice tonight. He was asked to come, so use your voice. You know,
Google Voice.
My nephew was here. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of us use Google Voice to call in. If you got T-Mobile, they want you to pay 1 cent per minute or something like that. I don't, you know. But, yeah, we use Google Voice. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it, though, man. I'm really glad you made it, man. We're here 7 days a week. But on this program, we're every Monday, every other Monday. But Epiphany Radio is here 7 days a week. And you're most welcome to join any program, man, and spit your pieces, man.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah, you're dope, bro. You can't hold on to that thing.
Yeah.
Once again, thanks for showing up, man. Hey, Poetic. Miss Pearly, I need some final words from you guys.
Oh, man, thank you, everybody. Came out, show love. Worked on these beautiful creations that we came up with, and the regular pieces as well. I appreciate y'all. Poetic.
Man, y'all were amazing tonight. The creativity, the phrases, your guys' pieces, just pretty dynamic. Epiphany Radio thanks you. We thank you. We're not Epiphany Radio without you, so keep coming back.
That's right. That's right. Hey, I want to say, look, y'all was, Gina, you missed it earlier in the program, but we're going to catch you over there where you be. They were cutting up over here, sis. They was cutting up over here. We had a lot of laughs. We had a lot of fun. There was a lot of colluding over here and a lot of, what's that word, Van? Acting up. They was misbehaving.
Shenanigans.
Okay. Yeah, Shenanigans. There you go.
I like Shenanigans. Yeah.
There was a lot of them tonight.
Well, you know, I think they got one show. I had two shows before I could make it to Epiphany tonight. So I'm going to try to, either I'm going to skip the middle show, because I got to be there for all the pick up the pen portion. I hate it. I don't care about the open mic. And not that I don't care, but you know what I mean. I need talent writing. I need that.
Yeah.
That's the part I come for. So, thank y'all.
I can see you. Hey, shout out to my boy. Just J, Lady A. Hey, that rhymes. And, of course, my partners in crime, Poetic and Miss Pearly. Sir Lawrence, we want you to join us next time, bro. And I want to thank you for hanging in there.
I want to
thank you for hanging in there.
That love is fulfilling when you're prepared. That is everything.
Brother Breeze, Brother Brown.
Yeah. Hey, well. We look forward to you joining us the next time, bro.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Hey, love, peace, and hair grease, y'all. We see y'all next week.
See you.
Love, one mic.
One mic.